Welcome, 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 welcome tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Pray that you're having a wonderful new year. And I pray that the year will bring you great success. And most of all, success in Him. Hallelujah, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Before we go into our class tonight, let us just pray and invite the Holy Spirit in this place. Can't do nothing without Him. He's the one in charge, and we have to make sure that we invite Him in everything that we do. So let us bow our heads and let's go to the Father right now. Hallelujah. Kingdom authority. Kingdom authority. We welcome you this day. We welcome you this day, O Holy Father. We welcome you this day, O precious Holy Spirit. You are Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We welcome all three living inside of us, and we all become one. Tonight, O precious Holy Father, I come and I bow before you, Lord God Almighty. And I hide myself behind the cross, Lord God. And I let you come forth, Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak only what you want me to speak. In other words, I say only what you want me to say. Nothing else but you, Lord. So tonight we come in 2023, January the 12th. And the time is 7:38 p.m. Eastern Time. We make a declaration that this day we will decide only to follow you and you only. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because there's no other God beside you. We repent from all sins and unrighteousness today. And we release ourselves, our three-part being, to you, Holy Father, this day. So we complete ourselves in you, Lord. And we now say, wash us and cleanse us in the blood, that we may be able to come boldly to the throne of grace. And we can seek mercy in the time of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray this day. That under the sound of my voice, I pray, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit will minister to every single person under the sound of my voice tonight or any day, even when they listen to the recording, whenever it goes up, Lord God Almighty. It's better to be to me in the presence when everything is going forward. It's really not the same in the recording part of it, but we still do accept recording, oh God. And we thank you for the manifestation, everything that you have created man to do, and you give them the knowledge and the capability that they can go forward and promote your kingdom. Lord, I thank you tonight. I praise your holy name. Holy Spirit of the living God, come now and dwell in the name that is above every name. We thank you tonight that every single thing will be done in order for your glory, for your glory, for your glory as you glorify your Son. Just as you did. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to glorify us tonight through you. Anoint our ears that we may be able to hear what you want us to hear tonight. Holy Spirit of the living God. Anoint our mouth that we may be able to speak what you want us to speak. Anoint our eyes. That we may be able to see. Anoint our noses that we may be able to smell and to detect every evil onslaught of the enemy. Anoint even our fingers that we will know how to war. Anoint, anoint, anoint every single thing that needs anointing tonight. You see, Father, we can't do nothing without the Holy Spirit. So, Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you this day. Come now. Come now and manifest yourself in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the living God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone. Just welcome again. And previously we were talking, and we're going to still continue, excuse me, to talk about prophetic deliverance. If you weren't on the call previously, all the different classes that we did, I would suggest that you go to the our email, not our email, I'm sorry, our website, theholytabernacle.com, theholytabernacle.com, and listen to the messages, okay? And you'll get some insight into what we were doing before, previously, okay? So tonight we're going to talk about prophetic deliverance. Prophetic deliverance. Let me take my notes out. And as I was saying, I'm using a manual, like a book, and it has the name of it is The Fingers of God. Okay. So today is January 12th. And I have in here prophetic deliverance. That's what I was writing. As I was writing it, I could keep on writing, but I said, you know what? It says prophetic deliverance is deliverance that is led by the Spirit of God. So prophetic deliverance has been led by the Spirit of God. So in other words, when you're doing this deliverance, God has to actually start speaking to you. You have to go in with a mindset. If you don't know anything, but the Holy Spirit, who knows everything, is going to be the revealer, and he's going to reveal the things to you that you need to be dealing with, either with you, your family, or the individual that you're going to cast out these demonic spirit or evil spirits from. So prophetic deliverance is deliverance that is led by the Spirit of God. Number one, like I said, the Father will show you what's going on in the individual. It's up to you to be equipped by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has to equip you for you to go for it to set individuals free who are oppressed. You cannot operate in your flesh. You can't. There's a scripture in the Bible when Jesus went out and was casting out these demons, and they said he's casting out demons and he's using demons to cast out demons. And he said, no, he said, how am I going to cast out demons with another demon? And he also said, right there in Matthew, if you go into a strong man house, how are you going to take out the strong man if you don't bind that strong man? What is he trying to say? Evil cannot get, I'm going to just paraphrasing now. Evil cannot get rid of evil. The only time you can able to get rid of evil is the spirit and the flesh. The evil is the fleshly part. The spiritual part is the Spirit of God part. So I'm just explaining two different scenarios here. You can't drive out demonic spirit in your flesh. You need the Holy Spirit to drive it out. That means you need insight. You need to know what's going on. You need to know where it's located. You need to know what type of spirits you're dealing with. And that's why we're taking these classes. That's why we're in here to know exactly how to target the massive, knowing exactly how to go into the room and cast it out, knowing exactly what you're seeing and what you're knowing and what you're hearing. How are you going to know this? How are you going to know this? You have to spend time in the Word of God. You have to know that the Spirit of God send you to overwrite and to take down every demonic source. You have to know this yourself. I can't tell you this. You have to go find the scriptures where in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, where Jesus Christ himself, your boss, because he is my boss and he should be your boss, send you out to work for him. You cannot go out there and work for him as a novice. You have to go out there working for him, knowing that when you go out and he starts showing you where these locations are, or where are you supposed to locate these evil spirit or these sickness or whatever it is, he is there. He shows you. And when he show it to you, I know how he would have worked with me. He may work with you something different, but I'm just telling you my scenario. When he show me any area, I know he wants me to deal with that area. So therefore, he shows it to me. And once he shows it to me, and once I do my verification with the individual or even with myself and family and people who I'm going to minister to, I do a verification. What I mean by a verification, the Spirit of God discerned to me and showed me as in discerning of spirit, and said, this is what's going on. So I myself would say to the individual, da 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 da. And the individual look at me, they may even say no, and they may say no. And because it's not me, I would say, okay, all right, let's pray. And we pray. They may come back, or they might not even come back and say to me, what was shown is correct. That happened to me more than once. Okay. Once you verify it with this person, they said, yes, this is what's going on. The Holy Spirit himself is going to, he is going to equip you how to deal with it. So you yourself now, before you go out and can't start casting out demons, you yourself have to get deliverance if there's anything in your life or in your family settings that need to be delivered from, or you need to be delivered from. Deliverance. I have here, the Spirit of God says, the Spirit of God says, the Spirit of God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Deliverance to the captive. That's what we're talking about. Deliverance. What kind of deliverance we need? What do we need to be delivered from? As I said before, take out a piece of paper. Write it down for yourself and for myself. Anything that's in the bloodline, anything that's in my life, anything that's in my family, my generation life. I'm dealing with me now, tonight, me as an individual. You deal with yourself as an individual. You go in and you let the enemy know tonight. You are giving them an eviction notice tonight. And then you evict the enemy from your area, from your job, your house, anything, your car, whatever, what needs to be delivered. You take some time out to pray. Take some time out to seek the face of God. Take some time out to read the Bible. If, for instance, you have incest in your family, you know what incest mean? Family members sleeping with family members. You got that in your family? Oh, you take the scriptures for that. Go into the New Testament and Old Testament. Go take your Google. Your phone. And look upon some of the things that say incest. Calling it family drama. Somebody may rape somebody. You may get raped. And all these sexual demons come in. For myself, I have to go to the Father with the Word of God and cast it down. Being raped. Yeah, these are your story. You got to know what's going on in your day-to-day life. Have you been raped by your dad? Somebody might be raped by their dad. We all have different stories. Why am I on raping? That because there is incest, sex incest, 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 family drama, deception in the family, deception in husbands and wives and children. So you take paper out and you look it over and see where those deceptions coming from. Sickness and disease. Those are spirits that need to be cast out and you need to be delivered. Look, the other day I almost flipped out up in the air. I went to a meeting and I come back and what comes on me? Asthma. I had to take authority. And when I see it wasn't working out, I went right over to the doctor because I had to get myself. Jesus himself walked with one of the greatest physicians on the earth, Luke. So you have to have some sense of sensibility. The Father revealed to me when a long time ago, when I first come down here, and I'm like, wait a minute now. I remember when I was in Massachusetts and this asthma start, I could talk to it and it would leave. And the Father told me, I said, why am I talking to this? And it's not going. It's a natural, it's a physical asthma. And you also have a spiritual asthma. I'm like, okay. Because when I was in Massachusetts, and talking to it, it would just go away. But now it's something that you have to deal with. This is just my story. What is your story? Another thing you guys hear me talk about all the time, oh, I love dumplings. Oh my God. You can't just go around eating dumplings every day. You got to be delivered from flour and rice and food. That means it's gluttony. These things have to be cast out. Don't have too much things. Overindulge. I'm talking about me, you gotta see yourself. Then you come down in another thing again, poverty. Go to the Father about this poverty in the generation. Always having lack, and never, as soon as you have something, you lose it, it's gone. Never have enough. Not enough. Don't have enough. Oh my God. That is not right. Jesus had enough. He was able to discern. Read your Bible, read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You see where they went out there when he went. And he and Peter, the fishers of men and his brothers and all of that. At one point in the Bible, read it. I want you to read it. It's in there. Where? It was tax time. And what happened in tax time? You got to pay your taxes. They didn't have no money, but Jesus knows how to discern. Go down. The first fish that comes up, you're going to find some money and you're going to take it and pay the taxes. Yes. What again? What's going on again? Serious illness. Illness, physical illness. You got to know when somebody's speaking the truth and when they're not. I hit my hand on the counter. Went to the doctor with my hand. They say I must go do some kind of X-ray. I went and did the X-ray, and the lady told me I have arthritis. I said I ain't got no arthritis. How am I gonna hit my hand on the counter and get? They told me yesterday I have arthritis. How am I gonna get arthritis? Never had that. So when these people come up, when they come up to you and start giving you a bad report, you have to cast it down. You just have to. You just have to. So I had to cast out that report. They don't know what's going on. So because something that they may see something go sit arthritis. No. I hit my hand on the counter. When I hit it, it was even bleeding. Something else going on, honey. So just like you take authority over yourself, you have to take authority over them demons when they come and try to act up in disguise. Yes. So we are here. Yeah. deliverance. We're here to bring sight. We're here to bring liberty to who is bruised. You go out there and you see people out there, they need your help. And you start helping them. And by the time you go home, whatever you were helping them with, you bring it home to your house. That happened to me. I didn't bring it to the house, I brought it on myself. So you got to know what's going on and how to get rid of it. So these are the class that you're in training to know how to deliver yourself, deliver individual by the spirit, not by your flesh, not by obia, not by psychic, not by all the other nasty stuff that don't make no sense. That's going to wrap you up even further into garbage. Deliverance come by the only one person, and that is through Jesus Christ. And he has sent the Holy Spirit back here to show us and to lead us and to guide us and to show us things to come. So we invite the precious Holy Spirit in here tonight, and we know that the Holy Spirit is here. Praise God Almighty. Drugs, drugs, drugs. You got people in the family that have drugs? Oh, I have a whole lot. So drugs. Gotta go deal with drugs. Drive it out of the family. Oppression. You got people in there who want to kill themselves, commit suicide? That is a form of spiritual attack from the enemy. Spiritual attack from the enemy. Oppression, demonic oppression. Child of God, you got to know when demonic oppression set in, that is not of God. There was a man in the Bible that was oppressed by the enemy. Oh, yes. I think it was in Matthew because I had it written down. Where is it? Matthew what? Let me see if I have it in here. It's Matthew 12. Let's look at this. Get your Bible out and look at Matthew 12. This man was oppressed. He was over there all day, all night with them demons. And just like Jesus did, we could do the same thing. Don't be scared. Don't have no fear. That's why you got to get yourself. You got to know what you know, what you know, what you know, what you know that you know that you could cast them out. You could just say go, just like Jesus did. But you have to spend time in the Word. You have to know that you were called, appointed, and anointed for such a time as this. You got to know that His kingdom live and reign inside of you. You got to know that your desire for kingdom building. You got to know that Matthew 16. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me go to Matthew 16, verse 19. Verse. You got to know this. Matthew 16. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, and I will give you the keys to the kingdom. So there you go. He's going to give you the keys to his kingdom. He's giving me and you the keys to the kingdom. So that means when you enter into a demonic kingdom, and because Jesus' kingdom override all demonic cells, you already have the key to the kingdom. And whatsoever shall be bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. So that means when you say demon go, they got to go. Because you've been given the keys to the kingdom. And in the kingdom of God, there is no demons. Oh no. In the kingdom of God is freedom, joy, and peace and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. You don't have no joy being confused. You don't have no joy being poor. You don't have no joy being constantly sitting down thinking about how, what they do to you a couple billion million years ago. You don't have no joy in that. You don't have any joy. Your family have no joy and no peace. Because you know what? Those activity is going to transfer over from generation to generation if you don't cut it down tonight in the bloodline. If you don't give it a spiritual eviction tonight at the root and chop it out, it's going to continue. It is not your brother or your sister who is messing with your head. It's those demonic spirits. You have to go in and make it right. You got to forgive. You got to start talking again. You got to start listening again. You got to start speaking again. You got to start having love again. You have to start. The word of God said, start now. The word of God said, forgive. The word of God said, love. The word of God said, no matter how I have so many stuff going on in my area, in my family, but I have to walk in love. When I see what's going down, I said, oh no, I have to get up and I have to walk in. Lord God Almighty, I do thank you and I do praise you that your word of God is alive, that your word of God is powerful, that your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Wherever we send it, look, man, we're just gonna take it down. It's gonna diminish it. It's gonna dismantle it. The word of God is dunamis. The word of God is alive. The word of God. You say, back off, Satan. So wait, back off, back off. Don't come over my side. Don't you dare come over here. Because if you come over here, it's going to be a problem for you. So I suggest you back off and go. Flee and do not come back. What are you doing? You're serving the kingdom of darkness noticed. You're letting them know that the kingdom of light lives and reign inside of you. And we're not going to serve two masters. We can only serve the connector who is connected to us, and that is Jesus Christ himself. And he is our connection. He is the lawyer and the judge. He is the financial backer for us. He is the one that promotes the healing to us. He is the one that delivers us from all onslaught of the enemy. He is our Jehovah. He is Nisi, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Teskenu, Jehovah Shalom. He is Elon, Jehovah. Oh my God. He is Jehovah. He is the God that's more than enough. He is Jehovah God that reigns. Oh, Ramakandere. Oh, Ramakandere. Oh, Ramasandere. Ramangolo Shotoria Baba Ikinde. Ramando Korabasande Liriaka. Oh, Ramasande Liriakondo Raba. Ramando Kulabasende. Oh, Ramama Kandere. I'm gonna tell you right now, when I'm praying in the spirit, when I'm praying in the spirit, and if there's no interpretation, that only means that I'm building myself up to God. Oh, shucks, I'm building myself up to Jesus. I'm building myself up in the Holy Ghost. I'm hearing from the Father, and he's giving me a connection. He's telling me what to say, how to say it, when to say it, when not to say it. That's my friend. He should be your friend too. I'm looking at a name, the names of God, Elohim. He is our creator. Jehovah is our savior. He is our almighty God. He is our provider. He's our victory. Oh, we need him so much. We need peace. We got to go to him. We got to go to him if we need peace. If the enemy comes and bring all kind of distraction, we just have to take some time out. If we're not fasting now, if we're not fasting as a collective body, you take some time out and do what you need to do. You go ask the Father how what he needs, what he wants for you to do. And my golly, go and get it done. You will come out more victorious, more powerful, hearing better, be more anointed, You're doing it for you. I'm doing it for me. You're doing it for you. Whenever we take time out to be with the Holy Spirit, you're taking time out for yourself. My. So let's read Matthew 12. Okay, let's read Matthew 12. We already established the fact that the kingdom lives inside of us, and we can go always go to the kingdom of God when we need anything, because he gives us the keys to the kingdom. If somebody give me a keys to somewhere, I am appreciative. I'm thankful. Somebody leave town and they have a mansion. They say, you could go to my mansion. Come get the key. And I went over there and get the key because I have all access to the place. And I walk right in. And anything in that house belongs to me in that mansion, because the keys have been turned over to me. Now, if I go in and they said you could bring your family, I go in boldly with those keys. If the police come, because the neighbors see that I'm there, and I said, okay, when the police come ring the doorbell, I said, and they see me, and I'm like, okay, da 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 da. They said, okay, let me call. The person will give you the key. Oh, the person who gave me the key is right here. They gave me the key. You call them, and they said, oh, yeah. Well, yes, I gave her the key, and she's gonna be there for such a time. That's the same concept with you and the Father, your King, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. He gave you the keys to the kingdom. You're in charge now of that kingdom. You are representing the king. Just like you're representing that person in their home, it's the same thing. Nobody can come put you out, especially if the house is already paid for. Whoa, our house is paid for. We have kingdom rights and kingdom capability and kingdom ability. We are in leadership by the Holy Spirit. He has given us charge over every unclean spirit to drive them out, to cast them out. And they will be by no means come and touch you. And guess what? If you can't sleep at night because you want deliverance with your sleeping capability, take out Psalms 91. Go around your house and speak it out loud and declare it and tap it off with Psalms 23 and stand and fight the good fight of faith. You're not fighting them. You're just standing there as a soldier in the army and you're declaring war on the enemy's war. The enemy has is no match for you. You know what? Get out of your complacency. Get with him. He is your king. Forget about every single body else. Get to know him and the power of his resurrection. I've been saying that this week. I mean, Galatians, let me see something. Let me see. Man, my mind is just going all over the place. Hey, wait a minute. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit of the living God. Oh, what not? Oh. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I think it's Galatians 2:20. I think it is. Well, Philippians 3, Galatians 2:20, something like that. I'm crucified with Christ. That was what I was telling this week. But Philippians 3:10, Galatians 2:20 is that you're crucified with Christ, nevertheless that I live. But what I wanted was Philippians 3:10, that I may know him. Lord God, I want to know you. Lord, that when I go forth and when I speak to these demonic forces and I say go, it gotta go. Because I know that you're living inside of me. Your kingdom reign inside of me. Ah, Lord God, I move with you. You move with me, and I move with you. We are one in the spirit, Almighty God. The enemy is no match for you. Oh my God. And because he's no match for you, Lord, and you gave me the key, I come and I stand boldly before you today. Target practice, I declare. On you, devil, target practice, I declare. Why? Because you are under my feet. Oh, yeah. You are under my feet. I know the word of God. And I know the word of God is life. And I know that you are demonic. And I know you worship and you live in the kingdom of darkness. And because you live in the kingdom of darkness, and I walk in the light, we have no business communicating together. So, therefore, when you come and you try to show up your ugly head, I have the authority to say back off and back up and go back where you come from. You're just not welcome here. You're not welcome in me. You're not welcome in my family. And certainly not in my generation. And better yet, know that we are free and you get an eviction notice. Hey, I am free to go out there in the marketplace. And if I see anyone that is displaying anything that's not clean, once it's been revealed to me, and I go to the individual, and the individual is capable of saying, yes, this is what's going on. And I said to that person, do you want to be free? And from the individual say, yes, I now have the authority to cast you. And you can take that one to the bank. So, Matthew 12. Listen to what Jesus did when he walked the face of the earth. Our big brother Jesus that died, sitting at the right hand of the Father, and said, now, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He gave you a charge, and these signs shall follow. You have the capability and the authority to work in his kingdom. Yes, you do. Don't let nobody tell you no different. Matthew 12. This is what Jesus did. Verse 25. Matthew 12, 25 to 28. And Judah Bosanda. And Jesus knew that their thoughts, and he said unto them, like I just talked to you a while ago, every kingdom that is this that is divided against itself is brought to desolation. That means it's going to be nulled. Satan can't fight against Satan. You can't. It's going to be a problem. We, Lord have mercy, mercy, mercy. Fighting against each other. This is a divided kingdom. My kingdom stand. Jesus stand. Jesus stand. Satan can't cast out Satan. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I, Beelzebub, cast out devil, by whom do you children cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judge. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit, the kingdom of God has come unto you. Hallelujah. We go up into the kingdom and we take the keys with the Holy Spirit and we do combat practice on the enemy. Now it's time, after we see that scripture, that we are capable, to up and go up into his kingdom, because he lives and reigns inside of us. Listen to this. We can go now over to Matthew 11. Praise God. Matthew 11. Praise God. Woo! Did-a-din-did-a-din-did-a-din. Matthew 11. Praise God. Verses 4 to 6. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. Jesus answered and said to the man, that's after Jesus, after, he cast out all these spirits. Jesus answered and said, go and show yourself, John, the things that John does. Tell him what you're seeing. Jesus said Jesus said the blind receive their sight. The lame can walk. That's after the disciples want to know, and those people want to know who he is. What manner of man is this? How come he's doing all these things? How come he knows all these things? Who is he? So this is what Jesus said. Okay. You go tell John what you see me doing. I'm casting out demons. I'm cleansing the leper. I'm speaking to dead people and they're coming up. I'm paraphrasing it. I'm speaking to the poor and I'm preaching the gospel. That is what we can do. You go and tell somebody that you can lay hands on the sick, you can cast out demons, you are representing the Holy Spirit. Jesus said to you, go into all the world. Go and read Mark 16. Mark 16 is one of my scriptures that the Father gave to me. What it says in Mark 16? What it says in Mark 16? Mark 16, 17. After you read the top and said, go into all the world and preach the gospel in these signs, but shall follow him that believe, da 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 da. If you believe in him, da 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 da. These are the signs that's going to follow you. Not you following the sign. You will cast out demons. Other words, you will cast out devils. And you will speak with new tongues. That is what we want to do. We want to cast these demons out. We want to have to identify them. When you identify them, you cast them out. Call them out by name. Call them out by name. Or when you call them out by name, you take them down. That's what I have in my notes. Go and do deliverance on yourself tonight. You don't have to be no big long nothing. You have to just evict those demons. We fast and pray over these things for years all the time, but tonight is an eviction night. Remind him that, hey, we did that before, we cast him up before, and you're trying to come back. So now you are being evicted. When you go to the courthouse, not paying your rent. These are the same thing with the devil. Come up in your house and living rent free in your house. Living rent free. So now you take him to the eviction court. What do you think King Jesus said to you? Drive him out. That's the same with the natural judge said. Here go your paper. We giving you 30 days. But this time, we're not going to give nobody no 30 days. We're going to take the word. And we're going to speak the word over ourselves tonight. Yes. 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 Whatever it is, we're going to drive it out. Come out. Get to step in. Evict the devil. Evict him from your mind. A lot of people go through emotional distress. Cast him out. He's a liar. Demonic liar from the pit of hell. Cast him out. Ask him out. Some of these signs are all kind of drama and traumas and all kind of foolishness. All kind of, just like we talked before, all kind of physical pain. Get them together and cast them out. Get them together and cast them out. Once you're doing all of this and you're done with your family, you cast them out, you give God thanks. Get together and do this by yourself with the Holy Spirit. Clean up yourself. Clean up yourself. Wash yourself off in the Spirit with the Spirit of the Word. Let the Word be your guide. There is life in the Word. John 6:63, Proverbs 18:21. The tongue life is in the power of the tongue. Knock the devil out with the power of the tongue. You got to recognize what he's trying to do on your family, you on your family. You got to recognize it. You got to ask God to give you discerning of spirits. What does discerning of spirits mean? What does discerning of spirit mean? I have here, it means to understand, to know something by the Holy Spirit, the ability to tell things by the Spirit, not by the flesh. I'm not talking about going out there looking at somebody and saying, da, 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 da. No. Talk about true discerning. When you look at 1 Corinthians 12, 10, you can discern things by people, places, and things. You may go to somebody's house and you say, something there. And then you start verifying what you see, what you think. That's the discerning of spirits right there. You go into a location. Something ain't right with the location. You start feeling it in your heart. That's discerning right there. Things, people, you. So, gotta ask God's wisdom. You have to have God's wisdom. Discerning is a lot when, like somebody comes in and they start prophesying to you. It doesn't go well with your spirit. You're discerning right there. This is like false. It's just not, sometimes it may be right, but because you didn't hear from God, tell it what you do. You take it and put it on the back burner. I have prophesied to people. And they said, okay, Sister Ruth, our okay pastor, our okay prophet, whatever they want to call. And a couple years later, those things come to pass. Some of them may be prematurely. Some of them may never come to pass. Some of them may come to pass, but they get dismantled in some way, shape, or form. We're just not going to lose no sleep over that. No, we're not. We're going to trust the Holy Spirit. We're going to trust the Holy Spirit. Sometimes you'll be able to detect evil doors. That's discerning of spirit. When you can go somewhere and you can discern these evil spirits in one place or in somebody or anything or any places or whatever. I say people, places, and things. That's discernment. Let's discern it. So these are what I have in my notes. And discerning, you have an eye to see. You have an eye to see, so you're able to judge darkness from light, good from evil. Another thing is knowing how to develop your spirit. Knowing how to develop your spirit, man. Your spirit man is the spirit that lives inside of you. Based on is it Thessalonians? 1 Thessalonians 5. Let me get that and give it a right scripture. It's not going to be given all scriptures and they're not correct. So I want to be able to have the right scripture for you. Because we're a spirit. We have a soul and we live in a body. And at this time, we want to build up our spirit man. That way, when our spirit man is built up, it will be able to control the mindset. So, just like a little baby, Let's go to 22. 23, really. 23. First Thessalonians 5. We say the scripture all the time because you know that I like to talk about the Holy Spirit. I like to deal with the Holy Spirit. I like to deal with my spirit. So he says, and the very peace of God, or the very God of peace, because he is a God of peace, sanctify you wholly, setting you apart. Why not read this in the Amplified and go down to 23 and see how the Amplified is going to say this? I felt like I should do the Amplified. Okay, so number 23. Now the God of peace himself sanctify you through and through, cleansing you from the inside out. I just put that in. That is, separate you from profound and vulgar things, make you pure and old, mean undamaged, consecrated to him. That's what it's saying here. Not King James, but is it? He's just giving you the meaning of the sanctification. So they're breaking it down in your terms that you can understand it more clearly. Consecrated to him, setting you apart for his purpose. So, in other words, you are set apart for his purpose. And then it says, and may your spirit and your soul and your body be kept complete and be found blameless. So, you see the separation here? You have your spirit, you got your soul, and you have a body. So you're able to discern by the spirit. And once you start talking to God, and once you start reading and start asking the Holy Spirit to start talking to you about some stuff, or you bring it to people who's going to explain some stuff to you, then you're going to see, wow. And you know what? I want to put this in. If the spirit, if you feel something in your heart and it doesn't make any sense to you, take a piece of paper and a pen and write it down. Write it down and then look it over and say, okay. It may not happen right away, but just write it down. Get yourself a journal, a book, and start writing things down. Like I would said at one time, get yourself a book where you could write down your dreams and your vision and ask the Holy Spirit to interpret it. Interpret it by the Bible, based on the Bible. The Bible have a lot of interpretations in here. If you don't know how to interpret, talk to somebody. You know, people call me sometimes. You don't have to be me, but if you call me and I have an interpretation that you have already dreamed something or you felt a little way in your spirit man about something, and I don't have the answers by the Holy Spirit, then somebody else will have the answers. We're not in this thing by ourselves. Everybody in the body collectively has something in the body. We all in this thing together. It is like a house. So put it like this: we are the house where the Holy Spirit dwells. We ourselves, individual, we need the hand, the foot. We need the eyes, the nose, the ears. We need every body part. And that's the same concept in the kingdom of God. Every single person on this earth that is working for God, working for Jesus, working with the Holy Spirit, need to discern and need to know what you're here for and need to know what part do you play? What part do you play in the kingdom of God? Because you see, the kingdom of God is within you. And you need to know this. You need to know that his kingdom come and his will be done on earth as it is in the heavens. You need to know what is possessed in his kingdom, what you're supposed to possess on this earth. The possession is in the kingdom. And you need to know, according to Genesis 1, what are you supposed to dominate? How are you going to know all this? The enemy try to keep you in darkness. So now, honey, you have to go in and you got to serve him eviction notice because you want to free to roam the cockpit of the kingdom. When I say cockpit, I mean the kingdom cockpit. You want to go up there like a soldier in the camp. You want to go up there like you in the army. You want to go up there like you're sitting up there in the plane, okay? And you go land correctly because you know you're not going to land in defeat. You're not going to land in defeat. Why? Because when you're reading Colossians, try reading Colossians 1, Colossians 1 and 2. Try reading those by those part of the Bible. Oh, I'm not going over there. You go over there yourself. Read it. There's a middle part in Colossians 1 where it's stated. Also in Colossians 2, it's stated. He make a show of the enemy openly. A defeated foe he is. And you have the keys to his kingdom. Kingdom authority, it is. A kingdom authority is what you have. The enemy is no match for us. We can dance on top of his head because he is defeated. We have kingdom rights and he does not. He has been kicked out of the kingdom of heaven. He and one third of his angels has been kicked out. We are here. We are destined to reign on this earth. And then we're going to go to heaven with Jesus and we are going to reign in the heavens with him. What are we talking about? We're talking about tonight as we bow our heads, because I'm getting ready to say good night. We're going to say, your kingdom come, your will be done in us as it is in the heavens. And we're going to say, precious Holy Spirit, precious Holy Spirit, anoint us from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. We know we are designed for your kingdom. In you we move when we have our being. Certainly. Certainly. There is no God beside you. You reign in the heavens and you reign in the earth. And we give us your body. We give us, or we give you our body. That your kingdom can reign through us. Kingdom authority, we release now in our hearts, in our mind, in our soul, in our intellect, that our fleshly person will come in line with our spirit man. Heavenly Father, as we bow, I do thank you this day that we are delivered from every onslaught of the enemy. And we stand boldly and we declare that freedom now, freedom now. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Lord God Almighty. Our next class will be, let me see here. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Glory to your name, O Father God. January the 25th. Done it January the 26th. That's our next class. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Lord, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Lord, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Lord, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Let everything that have breath praise his holy name. Tonight I say good night. Good night to everyone. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. And the Lord give you peace. Good night, everyone. Good night, everyone.